dismantling the globalist agenda hour by hour. The War Room with Harrison Smith is live right now on X and Band.video worldwide.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Final hour of the War Room, and I'm going to open up the phone lines for your calls this hour. I do want to get new callers. I love our regular callers, but I want to hear from some unknown voices. So if you've ever called in and gotten on the show, withhold your call for a second. Maybe in the next segment, we can open up phone calls for everybody. But if you've never called in, or if you've never gotten on the air, if you've called in and been on hold, now is the time to call in. Give us a call. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. And let me just tell you right now, we do not screen calls. The call screener will answer your call, ask for your name, where you're from, and what you want to talk about. Just tell them the truth. And if you say Harrison's an idiot and he's wrong and I want to tell him how wrong he is, I'll probably go to you first. So the thing that annoys us is when people call in saying they want to talk about one thing and then they actually want to talk about another. Just tell us what you want to talk about and we'll put you on the air. Okay, because I'm very confident in everything I believe. I'm not afraid of being challenged. It's actually one of the brilliant things about doing a live radio show and having people call in. Sort of keeps me on my toes. I really can't try to get away with anything and not expect somebody to call me out on it. So that's why I got to be upfront about literally everything all the time. So we'll go to those calls just as soon as they come in. I do have some good news here. I do have some good news that we should all be celebrating. This is something actually people have been working on for a long time, and it's a very good, you know, I love these sort of simple solutions that solve really big problems. In this case, it may not solve the problems, but it's definitely going to help quite a bit, and it's basic transparency. It's transparency in the medical field, and it's a new initiative by RFK Jr., clip number 11 here. This is great. This, in and of itself, will do a lot to clamp down on the exploitation of the medical industry and the insurance industry, because basically they're making hospitals be transparent about what they charge for what. Let's watch.
This week, we passed new regulations that require hospitals to post their pricing. So we're going to have price transparency and the insurance companies. And so we're going to have price transparency. If you go to a restaurant, you can see what the price is before you order a meal. If you go to a car dealer and he tells you, you can buy this car, but I'm not going to tell you what the price is until after you bought it, you would not buy that car. But that's how every hospital in this country works.
But it's actually, it's worse than that, right? Because it's collusion between the hospitals and the insurance company. And basically, they can charge whatever they want. And it kind of doesn't matter because the people aren't the ones receiving the bill, right? If you charge me $12 for an aspirin, I might get pissed off and be like, what the hell? And demand an answer for it. But if it's just sort of a obscure entry in a insurance settlement, then they can just charge whatever they want. And there's been examples of this where, you know, a bill for $25,000 comes in and the person calls the hospital and goes, can you actually jot out like what I'm being charged for? I need like an invoice with all of this stuff detailed. And suddenly the bill comes back, it turns out it's only $10,000. Like, they literally will charge way over and above what they normally do because they can and because the insurance companies work with them and to get it done. So hopefully they won't be able to do this anymore. They'll have to actually tell you what they charge for things and not have it all be obscure and exploitative. He says, beginning today, April 1st, HHS will require hospitals executives to attest that they posted that their posted prices are accurate. If hospitals mislead patients or fail to disclose actual prices, we will hold them accountable. Transparency drives competition, and competition lowers healthcare costs for every American. Transparency is kind of never a bad thing, really, at the end of the day. Turns out like a lot of problems in our country and our world can be solved by just demanding that people tell the truth and then holding their feet to the fire, putting them in the sunlight and revealing whether they're being honest. All right, let's go. I came in, the screen's a little small, so I don't even know what you want to talk about. Let's go to line number one here. I think his name's Joey. Do I see Joey in Mississippi? Do I have that right?
Yes, I'm Joey, but I'm a girl in Mississippi.
Hello, Joey. Thanks for calling in.
Hi. Hi. I wanted to talk about how they keep trying to raise taxes for schools and for child care and for health care, just everything, everything. And I feel like what they need to do is actually let one parent stay home and just it erases tax burden for children, for schools, for child care, even for medical stuff. Because if you're home with your kid, they're not next to another kid. It's going to give them the flu because their parents don't take care of them and send them off sick. So I just feel like maybe just trying to go back to one parent working and lower the tax burdens on all these people and just make our economy back to where we can afford that. Because it's just so expensive. You can't even afford insurance, even off of like just one income, just paying for health care and insurance. Like one income isn't going to do that and have the other income pay for everything else.
Yeah.
It's not happening anymore.
No, and it's been designed like that on purpose. They, you know, two incomes means two times the tax burden. Mom has to work, so you got to put the kid in a daycare, so you got to pay the daycare that they can tax it then. I mean, every time, you know, you make an exchange, they get a little bit more. And of course, right now, at best possible scenario for a, you know, middle income American is you work a third of the year for somebody else. Now, if you were, you know, forced to go work in a field for 3 months in a row and not be paid for it, you would be infuriated. You wouldn't stand for it. But because they just take a little off the top every day, you know, won't revolt. But yeah, that's the lowest possible, like purely just what portion of your income is taxed. It's like 33%. When you actually look into how taxes make everything more expensive and how every step of the, you know, production process, it's taxed more and more. We're really spending like half of our waking lives working directly for other people, working for the government to steal our money and give it to people who hate us and don't provide anything. So I think you're exactly right. One good thing I've seen is Fishback, James Fishback, running for governor of Florida. Just yesterday, I saw he came out with a proposal saying that if you homeschool your kids, you should be paid what your kid would be, you know, paid for in the school, you know, whatever amount of money that your kid would cause the school, they would just pay you. So if you stay at home and teach your kid, they would send you a $13,000 check, I think is the amount that he said yesterday. So that would be huge and makes total sense, because it is unfair that, you know, if you don't want to be indoctrinated in the public school system, it's this major burden. You have to have a spouse that doesn't work, and you have to put in all this time and effort to, you know, do something that is available for free for everybody else. And it's unfair. I love this suggestion from Fishback. If you as a parent decide to pull your child out of public school, I don't believe you should be capped at $9,000 a year. You should get the full amount. It should be $16,000 or $17,000. And of course, yeah, you know, you should have to actually prove that you're actually teaching your kid. We don't want a bunch of people just taking advantage of this, like they'll take advantage of everything. But I like that idea. We got to do something to get back to a more sensical, you know, family structure. What do you think about that suggestion, Joey?
I like it. I have to use Christian Health Ministries because we were spending $1,200 a month on insurance for just me and my daughter. My husband had his through work. And that's with I think it was like $6,000 deductible too on each one of us.
Oh, gosh.
So I was a lunch lady and I only brought home, I think it was like $600 a month. Because that job actually made it to where I didn't have to pay for childcare, and I could have insurance through them. So I ended up quitting that job and going with Christian Health Ministries, and now I pay cash price, which is a lot cheaper than insurance, if anybody is even considering that, because I would used to have to pay a $40 copay to go to the doctor with insurance, and now I pay $60 and then a $20 for a strep test. So it's $80 rather than $1,200 a month for her once a month sickness.
Well, that's great. And this is an opportunity for, you know, sort of private club types of operations like that to fill the gap where the insurance companies and the hospitals are not doing it. So yeah, that's a great resource. But yeah, it's, you know, like the lady we just played where she's, I mean, who can defend that situation where you've got a woman who makes $60,000 a year, therefore doesn't, you know, qualify for any help, like can't really afford good insurance, can't afford medical care. I mean, it's brutal. And it just represents a totally dysfunctional system. And we showed the chart yesterday of the rise of, you know, administrators rather than the rise of physicians. We are dealing with like layer upon layer upon layer upon layer of dysfunction, where we kind of have to like scrap the whole thing and try to start over. And at the very least, scrap Obamacare, because everything's gotten significantly more expensive as a consequence of that, just like we said it would when it happened. Thank you so much for the call, Joey. And not a great situation anybody here in America is in. And this is just the added pain of what Trump is doing, is that none of this stuff is being solved while we focus on overseas adventures. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Righteous Rod in Arizona. Go ahead, Righteous. You're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon. Good evening, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Good evening. Hear you loud and clear. Thanks for calling in.
Righteous. I want to give a plug on the methylene blue. I was a little hesitant to try it. I heard some good things from my brother, so I placed an order not very long ago. The shipment came in real quick. Like, the site is awesome. Thank you guys for doing that. It looks great. It's clean. Just for the longest time, I was having trouble, like, getting out of the mental space a little bit, really foggy, hard to learn things. Like, for example, I train combat sports. When the coach goes over stuff, it's real quick. All right, you understand? Okay, let's go. Boom, boom. And, like, immediately just forget it, right? I start taking this methylene blue. I have no problem remembering the combinations. I'm, like, helping people and all that. And I just feel really great mentally. I think the methylene blue is great. Everybody should have it. And it's really beneficial. It really, really has great effect.
Wow, thank you. I'm so glad it's helped you out so much. I mean, I say it all the time, whether it's methylene blue or the iodine, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you. I mean, did you get it because you thought, hey, I have brain fog, maybe this will help? Or what were you expecting it to do? And did it do what you expected?
Absolutely. So for the longest time, it's just like getting up in the morning, just even getting up and going. Or like you're saying with the brain fog, is just I could be talking to somebody and my mind just goes like elsewhere. I forget the conversation. But with this methylene blue, like I actually, you know, feel like I'm being a little bit more endearing towards people. I don't know. Maybe it's just the neurons firing at a higher rate. Maybe it's helping clean out the nuclei is working overtime, but like has a boost with this stuff, but it works. So on the bottle, it says like 20 drops. I've just been doing like 10 or 11 drops. Cause I mean, I don't want to turn into Alex Jones, go in my backyard and let out a war cry. You know?
Yeah. You don't want to be shooting lightning at people when you don't expect it. Yeah. You got to take it easy on this stuff. Look, methylene blue is one of these products where like you do have to make sure you're not taking other medicine. Cause it's extremely powerful and it can have some, you know, if you take SSRIs or I think amphetamines like Adderall, like it can interact with those because they, I don't know if they do similar things, but it's powerful. Like it's not something that you really, you know, need to take twice as much as you're told. Like maybe take half as much as it says on the bottle. Start with that because it really is powerful. We don't sell you bunk, man. Well, that's awesome. Thank you so much for the plug. Always appreciate that, but probably not what you really called in about, right? What else you got for us?
Yes, sir. So I would like to just address the travesty that is the resignation of Joe Kent, okay? Oh. So, I mean, I agree with you guys. And by the way, I just want to say, long-time listener, first-time caller, I loved. I start every morning with the one that is Mr. Harrison Smith for many years. And I just, you know, I got you guys in my ear all day. And it's awesome. I really appreciate you guys spreading the truth. Actually, I also did sign up for the Alex Jones VIP, so it's a little bit of contribution to you guys every month. But it's also super dope that there's like a store credit that's issued. So it's just like, hey, let's just buy more stuff. Let's get the word out there, you know? So there's that.
Now, wait, hold on, Regisrod. Did we tell you to say that? See, I got people out there spreading rumors that we screen calls and that our callers aren't real. And here you are giving us a plug like a dang professional. You are a real customer, right? And you just called in and we don't know each other. I just want you to confirm that on the record.
110%. And I guess I'll plug one more time with that methylene blue. You brought the water boy into fruition, right? When he's talking and he's like, well, mama says happiness comes out of rays of sunshine when you pee in the blue. Well, thanks, Methylene Blue and the AlexJonesStore.com. I really am peeing the blue.
That's great. I love it. It's just that was a great plug. And I know people are like, they pay. It's like, no, people just actually love the, they're just actually really good products. But you don't need to like set up. I thank you so much for your support. Like, we honestly can't do it without you. And we all, like, we know what it's like, and we know it's not easy. You know, not everybody has extra money to spend on things like InfoWars, which is why we want to give you a great product. It's, you know, we respect the sacrifice it takes to support us, and we want to return the favor and make it not a sacrifice. We want to make it something that actually benefits you, which is why we sell great products. But so what are your thoughts on Joe Kinn? You think it's a bad thing that he resigned?
Well, I just think it's a travesty that our commander-in-chief just, you know, went up and did a 180. I've been trying to game plan this with people in conversations. Like, what happened? Was he a dark horse? Was he like a Trojan horse? Or did they gotta have Netan Yahu has gotta have something either on him, which I don't think so, but it's more likely like maybe Jared Kushner, you know, something having to do with the Israel Accords. I don't know. But with a man of this stature in terms of Joe Kinn and his accolades, his achievements, his intellect, our commander-in-chief doesn't want to, you know, take any type of information from him. I mean, that's a travesty. And all I got to say is if we got, I think the man's name is Jim Clark and Joe Kinn. If we got them on the same ticket, it's like Clark Kent, man. That's been on my mind for weeks. Like Superman, it's definitely what this country needs. Like, let's get that guy in. Let's just, from the top down, all SF dudes, let's go. Because you know what? They're the ones that, you know, they're train the armies in the other countries. They'll just go get a group of regular people like us, never met before, and in 6 months they're killing machines. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But not from like a war aspect. I'm just saying they know how to get things done, get this country back on the right track. So I say Joe Kinn for president, man.
Amen. Absolutely. And the dude looks like Superman, like straight up. He looks like 100%. Clark Kent. It's wild.
And for the record, so everyone listening, sorry to cut you off, sir, but for everyone, Alex Jones does the people on time. Anyways. You guys did not pay me. I am just a true believer. I am very, very grateful that you guys do what you do. You put out this information. It's like I have no choice but to support you guys. That's just how I feel. I appreciate what you do. I know it's taken a lot of time. I'm very honored. Maybe we'll call again soon, but I at least wanted to do it once before.
Before we go down.
Down and everything, yes, sir.
Well, thank you for doing it. No, this was a great call, man. I do hope you call in more. This was excellent. Of course, I got to give you extra time if you plug, but that's it. But not everybody can use that trick, all right? I want to get to more calls. I got a lot of callers holding, so we'll try to go a little quicker from now on. But no, you're exactly right. And I was amazed at the quality of response from the veterans after Joe Kinn resigned. There were a couple guys. Maybe it's Clark who you're talking about. I retweeted a guy because he's just like, I'm a special forces guy. I'm not like a good talker. And then he just goes off at like 10 minutes, just like the most hardcore, amazing, you know, diatribe. And it's just like, dude, this guy should be in charge. Like, why are these guys not in charge? I know that just being able to kill people doesn't automatically mean you're the best leader of men, but it's like, there's something there. There's something there. They're men that can handle themselves, that aren't fearful, that, you know the risk that they're putting soldiers in when they go to war. Like, they really understand the world in a way that some of these number crunchers just don't. And it kind of reminds me of the, I bring it up all the time, but the Starship Troopers fantasy sort of fascistic world that they created. The whole thing was that you had to be a veteran to vote, and the entire government was only veterans, and you had to like suffer as a veteran to even get any authority, because there's something to that. Rome was like that as well with the cursus honorum. So yeah, man, these veterans, especially the special forces guys, they're smart, they're the real deal, and people like Joe Kinn deserve all the respect in the world. Thank you so much for that call, Righteous Rod. Let's go to Andrew in Maryland now. Andrew, thank you for calling in. You're on the air.
How you doing, Harrison?
I'm doing well, thank you. I can get a little feedback there. If we can turn down the radio or just get the phone right to your ear, please.
Can you hear me better?
Sounds great. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to talk about the Pam Bondi stuff. I think she finally got what she deserved. Man, she promised so much stuff about releasing the Epstein files, and she just kept letting stuff build up. Like, I'm just happy about that.
Yeah, it's been a disappointment. But the thing is, what we know behind the scenes is a lot of that was Todd Blanche, but Todd Blanche is replacing her. So monkey's paw, right?
So he's not really any better. It's actually probably worse, isn't it?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, and also, too, I heard the last caller. I just wanted to let you know, too, like I am a real customer, too.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. What do you like from the store?
I buy it. I like the methylene blue. I like the colostrum. The methylene blue, I take like 10 drops one day, 15 the next day. Then sometimes I don't take it for a day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to build up my tolerance to it. So it seems like it works better when you don't like overdo it. Like,
interesting.
For me, at least.
That's good advice.
Some people like to take. Like, I know some people take 30, 40 drops. Like, I only need, like, 10 usually gets me through the day.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much for your support, Andrew. Of course, we couldn't do it without you, and we sincerely mean it. Thank you for supporting us in every way that you do. Even if that's just sharing the links or telling your friends about it, man, it's all very important. Final thoughts before we go to commercial break here, Andrew?
Yeah. I'm just hoping that you guys keep having success and for worse. And I spread information around. I try to keep your guys' name like around people in my family. A lot of people in my family really don't believe in the stuff I believe in, but I go my own way.
Well, you know, good for you, and you know, you got to keep trying. You got to keep trying to make those arguments and get through to people. And it's funny to me. It's like, you know, people don't believe what I believe. It's like, I just believe the truth. So I don't know what you believe, because I just believe what's actually happening. Everybody else seems to believe in fantasy world nonsense. I don't even know where they're getting their information, but it ain't right. And we can prove that. You know, like I got a video of Dianne Feinstein from like 1993, and she's asked about birthright citizenship, and they're like, should an illegal alien kid be a citizen? She's like, no, of course not. That's ridiculous. And it's stuff like that to where it's like you can get all kind of confused and muddled up in the modern world, and everybody's got a different opinion on things and a different context, this and this. But it's like, no, we're just right. Like, this is just all very normal. It's not really a debate. Everybody used to understand that this was the case. And it's not that we're Democrats now. It's that the Democrats have gone insane. And things that were very normal for all of human history in the last 20 years have become verboten, and like, they're just insane. So like, we're the normal ones and we're right.
We have it all. Ultramethylene blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein for cardiovascular and ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultramethylene.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bentley to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good, because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working, because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will